And we believe here at Peace that our true comfort and joy is found in our God. And so as we open our worship here, we're calling our God to be here with us in our invocation in these words. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And our responses today come from our epistle lesson, Galatians, that we'll hear about in our reading today. We share these words responsively. When the fullness of time had come,
God sent forth his Son,
born of a woman, born under the law,
to redeem those who are under the law.
And let us take a time to reflect upon our sins, but also our sinful condition with these words. We confess together. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your forgiveness. Deliver me in your mercy and restore me by your grace that I amend my sinful life. Bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his rich mercy, has given his Son to die for you. And it is for Jesus' sake that your sins, all of them, are forgiven. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord, may he who began this good work within you bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you. And let's take a moment to focus our hearts on our collect. This focuses our hearts on the theme for the day in our prayer. Let's bow our heads for prayer. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us and, in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We hear from God's Word.